boys.
Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Yeah, welcome back. It's 4:02 Pacific Time Zone time for Toker Talk Radio. I'm still fired up. Got plenty more to say on this Senator Ted Farioli letter, but before I do, let me introduce our guests in the studio. Of course, y'all know Pork Chop.
Free the weed.
There's Pork Chop. And our guest, and my apologies, not Bob, but Robert. Robert is here from THC Holistic Health. How you doing, Robert?
Thanks for having me on board here.
This is a blast having you here. I love it.
Man, fresh bud's in the house. I smell it. Who's in the house? Fresh bud?
I smell some fresh bud in the
house.
Oh,
man, we smell fresh bud today.
We're very happy about that. So we'll be discussing the legalization night here in Portland, Oregon, some of the plans that we got going on. Pork Chop and Robert will tell you a little bit about that.
Big.
We're freeing the weed.
We're going big, and we're not going home.
We're not going home until we are big.
We are big. We got it coming.
We're going to be big, and then we'll go home.
We're going big and going home.
Yeah, okay.
Peacefully.
Let me go to my phone line, too, because I got a call coming in from 951 area code. You're on the air with Toker Talk Radio. What's up?
Well, hey, Russ. Hello, Pork Chop, and your guest, Martin, also. This is Mike from the Human Solution.
Hey, Mike.
Human.
We love you guys.
We love you at Human Solutions. How do we ever.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm calling in for a couple of things. Like to talk about Shauna Banda.
Oh, please. Give us an update on Shauna. Okay, yes, right. Yes.
Okay, well, as you've been following it, Shauna Banda was formally charged with five counts, and she answered charges in court today at Garden City, Kansas, in Finney County. She is facing up to 30 years in prison. For saving her life using cannabis oil to treat her terminal Crohn's disease.
Yeah, And you know what I think is even sadder about this story is it's not even so much that she's facing 30 for using medical marijuana, because she was doing that and doing it well. She faces this 30 because her kid was honest to a DARE cop.
A what?
A DARE cop, you know, drug abuse resistance education. The DARE cops that they have in schools.
Oh, they're like bad moms? Alcohol?
No. There's this program that's been going on in the United States for decades now, where they have, what is it, like fourth and fifth graders? They'll have a cop come into the school and tell them all about drugs and how bad drugs are.
Uh-huh.
And so he was there. This cop was giving his presentation about how awful and terrible marijuana was. Is the child 10 or 11?
He's 11 years old. I guess so. The DARE would be analogous to a Nazi youth program.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah. So the 11-year-old kid says, "Well, in my house, we don't call it marijuana. We call it cannabis, and it saved my mom's life." And oh, hell, they take the kid away. The cops interrogate the kid for a couple of hours with no parental knowledge or warrant or nothing. They get enough information to do a child protective services check. They go over to Shauna's house, two CPS officers, four cops, two on the porch, two in the backyard. She comes home. She's like, what the hell are you doing here? They say, we want to check you out. We heard, you know, your drugs, your kid, blah, blah, blah. She says, nah, you better get a warrant. So they got a warrant. They search the house, they find her medicine, and that's where we are now. So, Mike, again, 30 years for this. She's turned herself in on Monday. What's the latest?
Well, she posted a $50,000 bond. She's out on bond. She answered charges today. There was a press conference yesterday where her attorney, Sarah Swain, answered questions in front of a local TV and radio stations in Kansas.
What part of
and
Kansas?
There's one important thing that really needs to be reiterated here, that Shauna Banda is a Crohn's patient that came down with Crohn's in 2002, and by 2009, she was diagnosed with terminal Crohn's. They were giving her fentanyl to ease her passing. It's that is when she found out about cannabis and cannabis oil, and it reversed her Crohn's. And, you know, this isn't anecdotal evidence. This is fact. She's alive because she saved herself. She's gotten off all pharmaceutical medication. She's turned her life around. She's able to be a productive member of society. And this is how the state of Kansas and actually the U.S. government, because of their federal Schedule I that allows Kansas to persecute people like this, disregarding the American with Civil Liberties Disabilities Act. You know, it's a real travesty. If she is convicted, even of the least amount, 11 years, it'll still be a death sentence for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
She will die in prison even probably within a couple years.
Absolutely right there. And I want to let people know the Human Solution is fighting for people like Shauna and others who are dealing with these situations. You can find them at thsintl.org. And Mike, give people other information. I'm sure she's got legal bills and she needs help that way. Can you give people some links if they want to donate?
Well, on our, you can go to the web and just Google Shauna Banda GoFundMe, and you can get a GoFundMe page. Or you can go to our page and find her GoFundMe page through one of our press releases, which is No Mother Should Have a Child Ripped from Her. And also, I'd like to say, talk just briefly about, you saw a video that came out in the news late last week that had 5 million hits of a pot raid in Santa Ana, of where the cops did not know that there was a hidden camera, and it filmed them eating edibles, and also that one of the cops was making comments about a woman that was in a wheelchair.
Yes,
unbeknownst to them,
the comment,
that woman is one of our co-founding members, Marla James.
Yep.
And Matt Pappas, the attorney that filed the lawsuit yesterday in federal court, is on our legal board, and they will be wow. our guest members on our radio show this Sunday.
That's great news. And of course, the Human Solutions show is also replayed here on 420 Radio. Check out our 420radio.org/schedule to find out when it plays in your time zone. And Mike, we appreciate you guys with Human Solution, and good luck on everything. Folks, look up Shauna Banda. It's S-H-O-N-A.
Yeah,
Banda, B-A-N-D-A, and help her all you can. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
All right, and I love your guest's tank top.
Touch that dial.
Thanks, man.
We're right back to Radical Russ in just a few minutes. Hey, does anybody really have a dial anymore? You're listening to The Russ Belville Show.
Yeah, we've been following the Shauna Banda case, and Porkchop was saying he wanted to donate oil to her, but guess what? You can't.
Hey, guess what I'm going to do?
You can't.
I can do it, because guess what? I'm going to bring her here to Oregon, and I'm going to grow for her.
She can't leave the state while she's under a felony
indictment. I will bring a doctor from Portland, Oregon to Kansas, and we'll be on the plane by Friday. We're coming, honey. Poor Job Project, fuck the DEA, is coming to save you.
We'll
I say Ben McKenzie in Iowa.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Kansas.
Hey. You can get 420 Radio on the go with the TuneIn Radio app for all mobile platforms. Go to rad-r.us/420TuneIn or just click the TuneIn Radio icon below the live radio feed on 420radio.org.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum. Elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Hey, I'm Herb Thrasher, host of the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, live every Friday night at 8 Pacific. Tune in for 2 hours of metal marijuana mayhem featuring exclusive interviews with the latest bands, highlights of live shows, and the latest in marijuana news. It's the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, Friday nights at 8 p.m. at 420 Radio, or catch the replay on Saturday nights.
All right. At some point here, we will hear the beat drop.
Audio.
There we go. That's what I was waiting for. Get a little of that bassatronics going for you here. Bass Buttons Activated is the name of the track. It's Electric Tuesday, so remember, tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific time, you'll get a visit from Electric Bob. You get 60 minutes of the best electronic music out there in one nice, long track. So check that out, all you bass heads. We're back in the studio with Pork Chop. How you doing, Pork Chop?
Hey, I'm doing great, but I sure don't like what I hear what's going on in Kansas. Hey, we got Fresh Bud in the house. How about a hand for that?
And Jay from Fresh Bud's in the house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got the buds that you've ever seen. They're so fresh. Man,
what an appropriate name then, Fresh Bud.
Oh, I know. Yeah. How's it going, Jay?
It's going great. How you doing, Pork Chop?
Hey, I like the dog in the house. What's his name?
Rocky, man.
Hey, Rocky. You know, every time I go down to the shop, that dog gets in my lap, and it just makes me feel so comfortable and home.
Well, because he licks a lot.
Oh, I know.
My dog's a licker, too. Yeah, my dog's a licker, too, absolutely.
He'll make everybody feel comfortable at home.
So Pork Chop's saying he's going to get on a bus, going to go to Kansas,
yep.
Take care of the situation.
I'm going to get on a bus, the next bus to Kansas tonight. Fresh Bud's going to sit here and get everything lined up for me. And I'm going to bring my lawyers from Oregon. I'm going to bring my doctor from Aurora Clinic and get involved with this. I did not hear about this, or I'd have been on this earlier. And thank you for calling in, because that's what it's all about, is saving lives. I am going to donate whatever medicine it takes to get this young lady alive and stay alive. I will donate. Now I will donate 1 pound of RSO to this gal, and I'm delivering it to Kansas.
Yep.
I'm coming.
Now the
because that's how we are, and my lawyers will figure it out. But we are a family, and that's what Fresh Bud's about. We're about out there to work for our veterans program. We're calling all the vets. They can come here and get medicated through Fresh Bud. Fresh Bud will have other shops in town. We are the RSO. For the veterans, they will be making it. I will be growing for every veteran that wants to come sign up with me. And then we're going to give out oil for people like this in Kansas and save people's lives. We saved Benton McKenzie's life, that he got to die in his own house and not in prison. His wife is here right now in this town, and I'm calling out for her, because she's got to fight in it for us. And she will line me up, and I'm coming, girl. And if I have to, I'll bring you home with me, because you're not going to jail, Pork Chop.
Yeah, we hope so. Right now, she's the raid happened in March. She was arrested and charged in March.
Man.
This Monday, she turned herself in on 5 felony counts, for which the minimum she'd get like 11 years, the maximum would be 30. She hasn't used any cannabis since the raid, so she's been without cannabis medicine for 3 months now. And the report I last read is that she's had this roof of her mouth had kind of this infection kind of thing. Uh-huh. That's come back. Of course, her Crohn's symptoms are off the chart, right? She's in a lot of pain.
How long has it been
3 months. Since March. Yeah, April, May, so and now June.
It takes 3 months for the cannabis to come out of your system. So now this woman is dry doing it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. She's
and now they want to put her on prescription drugs, I bet. Oh, yeah. Lots of them, huh?
Oh, yeah, all that stuff.
But we'll give them free, too, huh?
Yeah.
But charge your insurance.
And so now she's in, she's still in Kansas. She's awaiting trial. She's on bond, so she can't leave the state. And so, yeah, she's in bad straits.
Well, the only thing I can say is I'm going to get on a bus and I'm going to go down there, and I guess the Bell Bonds and me and the local attorneys and my attorneys, and we'll figure this out. But I will guarantee you, I am a cancer patient. I'm an amputee. I am going to have my RSO on me. And that young lady and I are going to get Medicaid together. You want to throw me in prison with her? Well, let's get it on, doggies. Because I'm coming around the whole world and saying, we don't have to do this no more. Right here in Portland, Oregon, is a national distributor of RSO, is Fresh Bud. All right?
Fresh Buds. With the
Fresh best. Buds, yeah.
We use Fresh Bud to make Fresh Buds.
I've been medicating pretty
sure
hard today. But
I got plenty.
It's not just one.
It's out already?
Fresh Bud.
What I'm out to do is, our organization is out to save people like this. And that's what I'm about. I've been raided, and they took my medicine away from me. They stole my motorhome, took my medicine away from me. I went after Ben McKenzie. They messed with me out on the road. You know what? I'm coming here, hon. That's what we're about. I'll see you in 2 days.
About 72 hours.
72 hours. I'll be in Kansas unless anybody wants to volunteer right now and buy me a plane ticket. I'll be there tonight, and I'll be on the door in the morning. And honestly, that's what I am. That's why I'm giving out 420 pounds of weed on the Burnside Bridge at midnight on June 30th. And what I'm going to do is, the veterans are going to be on this one side and the OMP patients on the other side, and everybody will get medicine. Free from Pork Chops Projects, fuck the DEA. That's what we're up to.
But also realize, Pork Chop, that you're actually going to be giving coupons to receive the free weed from.
Well, that will be coming out.
Cause yeah. You don't want to lead them to believe you're going to have 420 pounds on
the
bridge.
Well, you know what? You know what? Out to
people, have a visit from some very entrepreneurial people with guns.
Yeah, I get my lawyer saying that I can't do it, but, you know, my project is separate from Fresh Bud. My project is separate from everybody else. Pork Chops Project, fuck the DEA. This is what we're about. We're for the patients that have been raided, and we fight for the rights, and we're going to stand up tall. I have millions of dollars that have been donated to me to go out and fight this cause, and I'm so glad. And you know what it is we are not making money on our RSO. We are a national distributor that we give it out, and we give it out the lowest cost of $5 a gram through our shops, to the patients and to the vets. Now, the ones that can afford it are going to get $10. And that's how we're going to blow this up, and we're going to control what is going in the RSO. Because there's a lot of people out there that's making it, but they're not making it right with the right buds. And we're going to do it, and we're going to do it patient-to-patient level, too, if we can. So anybody that wants to jump on board and help fund the Pork Chops Project, we got our website up, and we do have our GoFundMe account up, and we will be doing this. We also want to talk about giving, we gave today to Stony. They're going to be passing out a seed at their facility. And also, I walked with them in the Rose Parade with those kids. We're passing candy out, and they say, oh, don't take candy from the young guys. And those little kids didn't even stop a lick. They kept passing it out. We were passing out. So I want to welcome all the Rose Garden people. Why don't you come up and see what I've done, Rose Parade?
Got to wrap it up for the segment. Right. So let's remind everyone, Tuesday, June 30th, 2 weeks from today.
Come meet me at the bridge.
Be at the Burnside Bridge. Interesting things are going to be happening as we await midnight, because as of midnight, it'll be July 1st, and marijuana will be legal in the state of Oregon.
Amen.
I'll also be appearing on the Who's the Ross Show, the Aaron Ross Show. It's live at Dante's, West Burnside and 3rd Avenue down there, downtown Portland. It's the building that's got the big Keep Portland Weird painted on it. Dante's got the flames and all that. Come check it out. Check out the show. I'll be there at 10 o'clock, and then after the show, we're making our way to the bridge to give away some weed.
Sorry, I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
It's never the wrong week to quit sniffing glue. It's 4:20 here in the Pacific time zone. That means it is time for our mandatory union required safety briefing. Gentlemen, let me brief you on the safety of lighting up weed. We'll be right back.
Twenty Radio is 24-hour marijuana legalization radio. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers.
Despite strong public support for medical cannabis, decriminalization, and legalization in Georgia, the state spends $121 million every year to arrest, prosecute, and imprison Georgians for simple possession. Each year, the state of Georgia spends less on driver services, agriculture, and forestry combined. What else can $121 million a year do in Georgia? With that much money, the state could hire and keep 3,000 more teachers, improve roads and bridges, provide tax relief for small businesses, repair aging sewage systems, or lower taxes. But right now, that's millions of dollars of your tax money wasted on failed enforcement. Tell your representative you're tired of wasteful spending and ask them to end cannabis prohibition. Join the conversation at www.peachtreenormal.org. Peachtree Normal is a proud affiliate of Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws.
The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone, and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belleville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Electric Tuesday, featuring the latest in electronic dance music and other cutting-edge genres. Now, Sit back and enjoy your daily Toker Tune.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time for our 420 break. Get some music going here, and we got Electric Bob on the line. How you doing, Bob? Oh, wait, I got to hit the mute button. There we go. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Russ?
I'm fantastic, and I was letting people know that we've got another edition of Electric Bob's Boogaloo coming up, but it looks like from our chat here, you might have to be changing some things up. What do we got to do here? What's going on?
I've been super busy with my label lately, and I just haven't had the time to do mixes myself, but I can put out mixes from other people if you don't mind.
Not at all, man. That's fine. And if there's any backups that you need, I think I've got most of them, so I'll find a way to get that to you.
Yeah, please. I had a hard drive crash about a month ago, so I lost all my previous episodes.
Yeah, I had a 1.5 terabyte drive crash that lost most of my Russ Belville shows. It's very frustrating.
Yes, very. But I just haven't had the time to mix. There's 700 followers on my record label now, and I've actually been able to make just a little bit of money from it. So it's been awesome.
What's the name of your label again?
Dark Till Dawn Records. You can find us on SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/dark-till-dawn-records.
Right on. All right, Dark Till Dawn Records, and getting a lot of artists on your label now.
Yeah, we just put out a full album by an artist, Amiga Breaks, out of Japan. He does everything on Renoise, and he uses like all Amiga sampled from like Octomed and A-Drum and stuff like that.
Wow, old school. All right, and what do we got for today's tune? Is this another one of your artists?
This is just a friend of mine out of Singapore, Iyer. He's out of Singapore. He runs his own label. It's Polyphonies. Playa Digital, Plihy, I think is how you spell it. I'll link it in the chat. But yeah, it's Iyer out of Singapore. The song's called Spooked. It's just a really nice kind of down tempo, really just mellow, chill song.
Right on. And last thing here, Arizona legalization. Is it looking like it's going to happen?
There's two things on the ballot. I'm voting on both of them. And the politicians can fuck off because free the weed.
There we go. All right.
Amen on that. And I'm from Arizona, and I'm coming back to fight that with you, brother. I'll fight that right. Fuck, free the weed.
Well, we when you get back to Arizona, pork chop, we got to smoke one.
Hey, you know it. Right down to north. Right, we're gonna go down to the fire station, and then we're gonna have a parade from there, and we're gonna smoke it all the way to the Capitol downtown. Yeah, we might good. Even do a march down to Tucson like we used to do back in the day.
Smoke at the fire station. That sounds like a good,
a good place to do it.
Yeah, that's what we did every Monday night. We had our normal meeting down there, and we'd go down to the old fire station down there. Everybody in Arizona knows the fire station's about.
Right on. All right, well, let's get to the tune. This is Iyer with Spooked, and thanks, Electric Bob, for giving us the track.
No problem.
Thank you.